Coach's Insight programs here on Care Country, getting you set for week 7 of high school football on Friday night. Brandon Tabman joined now by Atchison County football coach. That is Cody Tettmeyer, brought to you by, that is L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, let's go back to last week. Game against Royal Valley at home. Team out of the Big East. Panthers get the win 35-7. Just take us back to that one. What did you see from your team in that game last week?
We just made too many mistakes. As simple as that. Obviously, Royal Valley's I told you last week, the record meant nothing. Playing in the league they do with the schedule they do is they're a good football team. They do a lot of good things, and their offense can be tough to stop. We just came out and made some plays here and there, and then we'd give up a long touchdown. Or offensively, we just weren't clicking. We're not clicking yet. We got a lot of things to fix there. Just made too many mistakes to be successful that night.
Yeah, you talk about, the game prior, you'd seen back-to-back teams out of the Big East with Sabetha a couple of weeks ago and then last week against Royal Valley. You just talk about that league in general, the Big East. You talk about the schedule they play, and, they might be a bottom-tier team in that league in terms of record, but just in terms of the competition, what's the difference, when you look at the NEKL and kind of compare it to the Big East, just the quality that you see in the Big East, maybe compared to the NEKL?
I mean, I don't know all the schools in the Big East, but obviously they're all pretty doggone competitive, and, they're big schools. They take sports very serious, and they do things the right way. Growing up at the TVL, it's kind of very similar. Obviously, the TVL was very competitive every year in football and basketball, and it's very similar stuff, and they do a great job, and that's what our goal is. We're trying to get to that level and compete on the highest level at all times.
Six games here in the regular season, two more to go. You get Jeff West and Nemaha here in the next couple of weeks. We'll talk about the Tigers in a moment, but you talk about not just maybe taking a step back with the game against Royal Valley, but in terms of the last couple of weeks here, trying to put yourself in position to make the postseason, what's the emphasis between you and your coaches? What are you really trying to hone in on? What do you need to improve upon to get ready for this final two games?
Mostly just execution. Myself on the defensive side, we got to be putting guys in a better spot to make plays. Offensively, we just got to get to executing things better. Got to get a better understanding, up front. We got to get a little better. Backfield's got to see the hole a little better and take care of the football and just start to, not make the mistakes that we made in week one.
A couple more minutes here. Cody Tettmeyer joining us, Atchison County football coach, as they get set for Jeff West on Friday. Well, let's talk about the Tigers. Not just one of the bigger stories in the league in the Big East or even in Northeast Kansas. Tigers have been one of the bigger stories in the state here in 2025. Two wins last year. They're 5-1 right now. They have a freshman quarterback. They got a new head coach, new regime. Seems like they have turned that culture around pretty quickly, night and day difference compared to last season. What do you see from this Jeff West team when you put them on film and the challenges you guys are going to see here on Friday night?
Yeah, Coach Schwinn's got them going obviously in the right direction. It looks like a lot more energy on the sidelines. Looks like they're doing a lot of good things. Quarterback's got a heck of an arm. He makes good decisions. Even being a little freshman, he does a great job. So I shouldn't say little. He's a pretty good-sized kid. They like to spread it out. They obviously like to throw it, and, they're pretty successful at it. Got the receivers on the outside to go make plays, and it's going to be a challenge. Kind of going back to the Oskaloosa game where they like to spread it out a little bit, we're going to have to bear down and find some guys that want to get in coverage and then obviously get after the quarterback would be our biggest, most successful part. So they're tough. It's going to be a tough game, and they're obviously on the uprise.
Yeah, you mentioned Oskaloosa in terms of maybe what they do offensively. And, compared to last week to Royal Valley certainly more of a ground-and-pound type team. And, Jeff West, they can certainly spread it and sling it. So in terms of the teams you have already faced, it seems like you've answered that question with Oskaloosa maybe being the most, kind of comparable team in what they do offensively.
Right. I mean, Oskaloosa like to spread it out, and obviously Jeff West does too. I expect a few more athletes from Jeff West. But we kind of know what we're up against. We know they're going to throw four or five guys out in pass routes, and they're pretty good at finding open spots. And we did have played a little man the last couple of weeks, and we're okay with it. But, we're going to mix it up, man zone, try to keep them guessing, and then send some pressure and try to get the quarterback off his game a little bit, see what happens.
This is a non-district game here for Atchison County at Jeff West on Friday night. Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys and expectations to get a win this week.
I think most important, you know, last week we had our first drive of the game where we drove right down the field and then made a few mistakes and ended up fourth and long and we're unable to get points on that drive. So continue to execute, take care of the ball. You know, our big thing is if we have the ball, they don't. If we have the ball, they can't score. So finish drives, put the ball in the end zone, come away with points every possession. Don't have, you know, limit our big mistakes, limit our penalties, and defense has got to get better, finding the right spot, getting lined up in the right spot, and making plays.
There it is. Atchison County football coach Cody Tetmeyer joining us here on our Coach's Insight program. Atchison County at Jeff West here, week 7, a non-district game coming up this week on Friday night. Coach, can't thank you enough for the time as always. We'll do it again next week.
You bet. Thank you. Go Tigers.